Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Solo Records Radio. Yes, this is another Throwback Thursday night. That was music from The Whispers, Some Kind of Lover from 1984 from the album So Good. What a beautiful song. I love that, love that. Good evening to you. For the next 2 hours, we're going to be jamming old school R&B, funk, and soul in your ear hole. See, that's soul. See how I did that? Anyway, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I do this every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Again, playing old school R&B, funk, and soul. I got music on the way. Let's see. We got some, gonna throw some Blackstreet in there. Let's see what else. I might throw some Earth, Wind, and Fire. You never know. And some LTD. Of course, you know, Jeffrey Osborne. Just depend on how I'm feeling, because Jeffrey Osborne was a part of LTD, played drums for him. So, but anyway, hopefully we can get our drummer, our residential drummer extraordinaire, writer, producer, songwriter, Mr. Wardell Potts, hang out with us later on in the show, because I'm hungry. And you know what that means? When he does block, well, the joke is, when he does a block, I go eat. But it's all good. But here's the thing. I haven't eaten all day. I've just probably snacked on Doritos. Product placement, but anyway, no, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Again, Earth, Wind, and Fire, LTD, or Jeffrey, like I said, depend on how I'm feeling. And, of course, I got some Blackstreet on the way. I'm going to get the phone lines open, 646-668-8537. That's 646-668-8537. You want to give a shout out, or you got a request you want to hear, and I can definitely hook you up with it. Let's go ahead and get this show started. I was with 1984 with The Whispers. Let's stay with 1984 on this one. This is music from the lovely Sherelle. I didn't mean to turn you on, guys. Keep it locked right here. Throwback Thursday, Solo Records Radio.
We'll be right back. Sing color bum bum. Do it with all Jamaicans. Do the different style, different fashion. No? Come and say one thing, Nancy can't understand. Who one thing, Nancy can't understand. Mommy, they might talk about me ambition. Say one make who they might talk about me ambition. Come and say some of them ask me where me get it from. Say some of them ask me where me get it from. I told them no, no, it's from creation. I told them no, no, it's not from creation. Bam, bam, hey yo.
Yeah.
To Soul Out Records Radio from 1993. That was music from the group Intro, Let Me Be the One, a little sample, if you guys remember the sample, singing a song for my mother by Hamilton Bohannon. Love that, love that. Of course, rest in peace to Kenny Green, the lead singer of the group Intro. What an amazing career. Sadly left us, I think, around 2001. But definitely his music and legacy for Intro will live on, especially in the early 90s. That New Jack groove that was still going on around that time, that was one of my favorites from them. Before that, from 1982, Sister Nancy, give me a little reggae, a little bomb bomb. I love that. That's my jam right there. Every now and then, you know, I feel I want to hear some music from the islands. I put this one on. I put Murder, She Wrote, Girls Them Sugar, you know, Beanie Man, and all them cats. Of course, Redemption Song, Bob Marley, is like an all-time favorite of mine. But yeah, every now and then I get in the mood to listen to music from the islands. Yeah, I every time I say island, it seems like it has to be a mandate for me to say islands that way. But, you know, I failed miserably. Again, music from Sister Nancy, Bomb Bomb. And, of course, started off the block from 1984 from her album, Fragile, Miss Sherelle. I Didn't Mean to Turn You On, produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. But, guys, we're going to go keep the music going, keeping it moving, keeping it 90s right now. I'll give you a classic from the group Immature. Of course, this is from the Never Lie album in 1994. This is early 1995. This is called I Don't Mind. Guys, keep it locked right here to Soul Out Records Radio.
Oh, passion is to keep your mind. Don't want this to be the last time. We'll make sweet love, baby. I know you feel it too. It's bigger than the both of us. That's one thing I'm so certain of. I need you right now, I don't.
When I say
It's Radio Throwback Thursday Night. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr. from the Revival album. The album went double platinum. Of course, that was music from Tony from 1991. Actually, the album came out in 1990, but this came out, the single came out in 1991. Whatever You Want. What a beautiful song. What a beautiful video. I remember as a kid, now don't laugh at me, when I first saw that video and I saw like they were in the theater, and it looked like there were like these ghosts in there from the past, you know, with their significant other, and just the music and the ambiance. Brother shed a little tear. I'm not afraid to admit that. But yeah, beautiful song. Not something by Raphael. Actually, Raphael sang background, but of course his brother Dwayne Wiggins on lead on that one. Beautiful, beautiful song. Whatever You Want by Tony. Before that, from 1994, Blackstreet, Before I Let You Go, and started off the block from 1995, music from Immature. Of course, Immature 94, 95, they had that album with Never Lie on it, and they had Constantly. These kids were jamming. I was 20, so I fell for it. You know, people talk, oh, this is kids' bop. This is kids' bop. No, these kids were jamming. So shout out to all them cats from Immature or IMX. I think that's what they went on and called themselves later. And, of course, Marcus Houston went on and became, you know, a pretty decent actor, you know, doing a couple of movies here and there. You know, but shout out to Batman, a.k.a. Marcus Houston. But anyway, we got an hour and 19 minutes left. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. I do this every week, every Thursday evening from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, playing old school R&B, funk, and soul. Let's go ahead and keep this music going. I haven't played this song in a long time. Of course, I loved it ever since let me rewind for a second. This young lady, of course, didn't really like pan out like I was hoping it was, but the featured artist on her song, to me, I thought it was going to be, I mean, the cat's meow as far as just to get her career off. It was a little underground hit from 1994. one of my all-time favorites. Of course, it's one of those songs that when you listen to it, you're like, oh, that's a certain sound right there. And that the sound I'm talking about is that H-Town sound that, of course, the young lady I'm talking about, her name, she goes by the name of Trelawney, and the song is featuring, Dino from H-Town. The name of the song is called Take It Slow. Guys, keep it locked right here. Soul Art Records Radio. Hopefully I get the wording better. Keep it locked right here.
I'll be there. Will you be there? Whoa.
Janet Jackson, the remix, of course, that is Anytime, Anyplace. What a sexy video from 1994, produced, well, the remix, of course, produced by none other than R. Kelly. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Anyway, started off the block, Trelawney featuring Dino from H-Town, Take It Slow from 1994. Rest in peace to Dino. Gone too soon, man. If I remember, became an ancestor in 2003, if I'm not mistaken. Just a tragedy, a car accident. But music definitely lives on. Play H-Town in my house every day, dang near. So shout out to Dino. Shout out to his brother, Shazam, of course, G.I. G.I. Shazam are doing their own thing, still doing shows for H-Town. Of course, a lot of people didn't know, Shazam had a voice too. But, Dino, man, what an amazing talent that brother was. And again, rest in peace to him. Again, that was music from Trelawney featuring Dino from H-Town again. Take it slow. You know what? We got a little over an hour left of the show. Got plenty of time to hang out with you, but I want to talk to you for a second. Any wrestling fans out there, I grew up watching wrestlings, of course, in the 70s and 80s and early 90s, and it just didn't really, it didn't really hit me until, it didn't hit me because my grandmother loved it. So a little bit of my grandmother, it's kind of like those, when you're, at home, sick from school, and you got to watch everything your grandmother watched during the day, including her stories, like Days of Our Lives and stuff like that. And then you get older, you start watching Days of Our Lives rerun on Soap Network or whatever. But anyway, wrestling, I did like wrestling. It wasn't like, oh, it's Saturday at 5 o'clock. I got to run home and watch wrestling with my grandmother. Even though that happened a couple of times. But anyway. I saw WrestleMania this past. It was like my first time watching WrestleMania. Now, granted, I've seen the clips before. I've always wanted to watch WrestleMania. I think my friends and family might have had it at another house on pay-per-view. I do remember Hulk Hogan picking up Andre the Giant and I think tossing him over and body slamming him over his head. Those type of things that you remember. But you just never sat there and watched the whole thing. This weekend, I have Peacock, and I said, you know what? I'm going to watch WrestleMania. And I've been keeping up with, the Bloodline and things like that. I've been keeping up with, what's been going on at least the past, I'd say, 10 years. Because there was a time that I just did not watch wrestling. And now I'm watching it. And of course, I know The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin and, this quote-unquote attitude era of the late 90s into the early 2000s. And some of those elements made me go back to that moment. And it was just honestly some great television to watch. Watching The Rock become a heel. Watching The Undertaker do what he did, come in for a quick second, choke slam The Rock, and then leave after everything got dark. It was just great entertainment, and I really, really enjoyed this past WrestleMania. And again, I wasn't just, fortunate to, get it pay-per-view, but they just happened to show it on Peacock. And streaming through Peacock, and I just so happened to have Peacock, so I was like, wait, might as well watch it over the weekend. But I really enjoyed it. It was just one of those things that it took you back. It took you back on your grandmother's couch with your grandmother watching, Ric Flair and the Junkyard Dog and people like that. And it really, it was well done. Again, there were elements of it that, it is 2024. This is what they're doing. Of course, this is what's going to happen. And, some people didn't like it. I did. I enjoyed it. As a person that don't really just watch it every week, Raw, SmackDown, as far as WWE, but still understanding, some of the stories. Again, the Bloodline is just amazing. What's the brother who came in and hit the guy with the suitcase, Damian Priest, and his group with Dominic Mysterio and all. Bravo. Bravo. I was floored. And like I said, one of the best, the first WrestleMania I saw in its entirety, but as far as from what I saw in clips and things like that, and just one of the best ones in my lifetime. And I was just, if you guys want to check out some of the clips on YouTube, I'm sure the WWE page on YouTube show got some matches and clips from the matches and whatnot. But it was just, it was amazing. A lot of nostalgia for, you know, a lot of those fan service things for those who grew up, you know, in the 80s and 90s. You know, there was a few things, early 2000s, by the way. John Cena and you know, but shout out to Roman Reigns. I'm not a fan of heels per se, but as far as the bad guys, but I really, you know, I was a big fan of Roman Reigns, and unfortunately he lost, but shout out to Cody Rhodes because, you know, his bloodline, his dad being Dusty Rhodes, I was just, you know, I was just happy for him. I was happy for him and his family, just a good person, you know. But shout out to Cody Rhodes winning the championship from Roman Reigns, who had it over almost 2,000 days. So that's one of the longest reigns, of all time as far as wrestling goes. But anyway, I just wanted to add that. Just some good TV and nostalgia. Again, it's 2024. You understand, you know, yes, we are, you know, we are in the times we are in now. But it's okay to have those nostalgic moments, and I thought it was just great to watch. So, but anyway, we are in the second hour. The second hour of Throwback Thursday Night, Don Fleming, Wardell Potts. I'm going to go ahead and keep this music going. You know, I kind of kept it smooth. I kind of kept it, you know, almost in the slow jam, quiet storm thing. But I'm going to go ahead and speed it up a little bit. Of course, one of my, I can call her a friend. I called, talked to her a couple of weeks ago and just had a great conversation. This is music from the Mary Jane Girls. Of course, shout out to Ms. JoJo McDuffie. This is Candyman. Guys, keep it locked right here. Solar Records Radio.
My head. better bring a check around.
To the sad, sad truth, the dirty law down. Taught her how to talk like that.
That big idea.
Nothing you can't handle, nothing you ain't got. Put your money on the table, drive it off the lot. Turn on that old love light, turn it maybe to a yes. Same old schoolboy game got you into this mess.
Hey son, better get on back.
It's a sad old truth, the dirty law down.
I wonder.
Put those ideas in your head.
Jones for this, Jones for that.
This running with the Joneses, boy, just ain't where it's at.
You're gonna come back around
to the sad statue, the dirty law down. Got you thinking like that, boy.
I wonder.
to Solo Records Radio. Throwback Thursday, Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr. That was music from the late, great Sylvia Robinson from 1973. What a beautiful song called Pillow Talk. Of course, everyone knows Sylvia Robinson helped create Sugar Hill Records. She was the mother of hip-hop, or godmother of hip-hop, however you want to put it. Of course, she went on to create that beautiful record label that brought us Sugar Hill Gang and Grandmaster Flash, of course, the hip-hop, just the beginning of hip-hop, and she was just the sole proprietor behind that. Of course, from 1973, again, Pillow Talk from Miss Sylvia Robinson. Before that, from 1976, music from Boz Scaggs, Lowdown, and of course, started off the block. Shout-out again to Miss Joseph McDuffie, the Mary Jane Girls from 1983. Name of the song is called Candyman. We got 38 minutes left of the show. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. I also have my partner is here. Yes, the legendary Mr. Wardell Potts Jr. He's in the house. What's up, Wardell?
Mr. Fleming, you just keep doing it, buddy. You just keep going.
I got a quick mother story, a story of my mother. My mother was funny. And my mother would kind of make fun of artists or kind of mock them. And I played Boz Scaggs, Lowdown. And she did an imitation of Boz Scaggs that is incomparable. It was just so hilarious. Like, what is this? I can't do it like she did because it's like he's just waking up. But I mean, the song's a jam. Don't get me wrong. But she used to make fun of, you know, it's a dirty low down. Yeah, I'm saying, I'm knocked out there. I'm like, and she's, my mother was hilarious when it came to that. So rest in peace to my mom. There's just memories that she shared, and I had to play that one for her. But that was, of course, the Lowdown. Oh, man, thank you so much for coming in, finally.
I know. I just got back. We just got back, and I was trying to get my wife to leave the accountant. Like, come on, let's go now. I got to go. And finally got her out, and we came straight home. We didn't make one stop. We just got here, so... But the when I logged in, you'd just be getting your third, the beginning of your you know.
My music your, block. I mean, just, yeah, I started yeah, off block. With all the Mary Jane Girls.
No.
So you came when that was on.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh. Anyway. My goodness gracious, man. This is crazy. Hey, let me get my block on. Are you going to go get something to eat or what?
The floor is yours, man. The floor is yours. Please.
Wow.
You get a chance to see the playlist that I in the comment section?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Well, hey, man. Lead the way. It's your world. I'm hungry.
All right. Time for a little dynasty here on Solar Records Radio. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts.
Thank you.
Beautiful song. And I just, oh man, every time I hear that song, it's just, you know, I know I grew up and I'm a product of the city of Philadelphia and all that stuff, but that is just one of the best love songs I've heard in a long time, and I just love that song. And I just feel for my boy, we lost him, released singing with that beautiful voice and that high falsetto, and it's crazy how we lose so many of our old school artists, but it is what it is. Anyway, guys, thank you. I appreciate you giving me the time to do a block with you. I pray you have a wonderful day, rest of your day, and then tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard, we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records. You know, Shine, Climax, Dynasty, all those big guys are just going to jam their stuff, the deal. You know, we're going to have a lot of fun. So the Silvers, all the old school Dynasty artists, Solar artists. So tune in and hang out with us tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern. Thanks so much for hanging out with Don for coming. And thank you, Don, for letting me do a block. I appreciate it.
No doubt, man. What a great block. Adventures in the Land of Music, man. You know, the first two songs that you played, of course, I love the Delphonics, but I wanted to add the first two songs you played, Adventures in the Land of Music, and, of course, Dennis Coffey's Scorpio. A lot of that music has been sampled, you know, so a lot of the hip-hop generation has used like the drum break for Scorpio by Dennis Coffey, and of course the horns in Adventures in the Land of Music. If I'm not mistaken, I've Camp Lo used it. Angie Stone used it in her song Lover's Ghetto. Adventures in the Land of Music to me. And now, granted, you know, I can go off tangent about how I feel about samples, but I always go back to the original, and you love the original. And, you know, you playing on that album, playing on that song. I mean, again, it's branched out because of hip-hop, because of these outlets. Now that you have the YouTubes and things like that, people can go down that rabbit hole and learn a lot more. And, I mean, you guys pretty much opened that door for that. And, again, thank you guys for that. I mean, again, that Scorpio, from that beginning, dun, 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 you know, even from that, you know, it's there's hip hop elements in that, and again, the, you know, the drum beats and that then that drum break.
Right.
If I'm not mistaken, I think Young MC used it for Busta Move. So, I mean, just very influential. And again, the Halo by the Delphonics. How I feel about Philly Soul and growing up listening to it, man, it can't compare. Can't compare. Great block, man. Great, great block.
I also wanted to share, you know, we got like 13 minutes left in the show, but, you know, we just that we lost. You know, we lost another, you know, brother. We talked about him earlier in the show. In the early show when he came on. And we talked about O.J. Simpson. And it's kind of it's a weird feeling because I want to be sad, but at the same time, I'm mad. And then I don't want to be mad because there's no reason to be mad. It's been a long time, and I don't want to be angry. I just feel so crazy about that whole process and everything that happened with the O.J. Simpson case. I know he did what he did. I think he did it. And he had somebody else do it, whatever.
I got you.
he had somebody else do it. And it's just... I know he knew. And so, and for him to not be convicted was wrong. But at the same time, I felt a certain kind of social relief, like, because the blacks have been hurt, you know, like we've been getting abused in the system for so long. And so finally, you know, you get a break. And we screaming, yes. But at the same time, it's really a no, thing because, you know, we're screaming yes for a black person, but not necessarily that black person. Should we be screaming, you know? And so I had these terrible mixed feelings about him. And I just pray that he's resting in peace down. And, oh, man, I just can't imagine. And then Bill Cosby, the same thing. What a mess. Like, he had this great career, and then all of a sudden it's completely destroyed because you have been busted and disgusted. And it's just so sad, so sad. So, but anyway, God bless you, Don. Have a wonderful rest of your show. And
oh, appreciate it, man. Quick story. I told you I was in down. If you guys listened to the earlier show, Wardell's Afternoon Drive, Throwback Thursday, I had mentioned I had an interview at the bank that morning at the Great Western Bank, and I was in downtown L.A. when the verdict was read. So there's a lot of history there that I felt that I didn't take – I took for granted until I saw the nightly news. Let's rewind it a year before. I was on my way to L.A. in 1994. Yes, it was 1994, and it was June, if I recall, it was June 17th. I was on the road. Greyhound did the little 68 or less that you can go all around the country for $68. And, you know, got $68. I had it saved up. And I said, well, I'm going to L.A. to visit my family. So I'm driving. I wasn't driving. It was a bus driver. That's his job. But, no, I was riding to L.A. And, you know, I was wanting to watch the playoffs because I think the Knicks and the Rockets, I was going to say the Oilers, but, no, the Houston Rockets and the New York Knicks were playing in the NBA Finals. So I get there, I'm on the road, go through Phoenix, go through, you know, New Mexico, you know, yada, yada. Did not know. I knew about the OJ, you know, his wife dying, I think, a week earlier and saying, oh, there's no suspects. OJ is not a suspect, yada, yada, yada. So I get there that morning. I get to El Monte, California. That morning, the bus stops in El Monte. My dad comes to pick me up. And I see this big headline in the Los Angeles Times. And it's a big picture of a Bronco, like, heading towards me. And in behind, there's like, all of these police cars. I didn't know what was going on. The day before was the actual slow police chase that Al Collins had. I had no idea. I did not know about it. I didn't even know OJ was considered a suspect at that time. So I get there, and I'm like, so I'm watching CNN, and I'm watching all of these little outlets. You know, there were no internet really back then, so you had to kind of watch the TV, the news cycles and whatnot. And I'm like, where the hell was I? Oh, yeah, I was on the bus. So I did not know. I was totally unaware of the police chase and all of that till that next day. And I see these big headlines saying OJ surrenders. So a little bit of history there. Again, I was totally oblivious to the situation. Again, at that time, you know, I think it happened around, I think, the 13th of June. And everyone was like, well, yes, OJ's not a, you know, OJ's ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, was killed. OJ's not a suspect. I saw it on SportsCenter or whatever. I said, okay, well, OJ's not a suspect. Hopefully, let's, you know, find out who did it. Next thing you know, all of this stuff of him, you know, in the back of the car, or back of the Bronco, threatening to kill himself. I had no idea all that transpired. I was on the road, did not know. And I was kind of mad at myself because usually I'd stop, you know, wherever we'd stop, we'd, you know, whatever airport or not airport or bus station we'd stop in, I would try to find some type of news outlet to see what was going on. But it never, unfortunately, I guess I didn't do that. But yeah, that's another story about the OJ, the whole OJ fiasco. A year later, being able to be downtown when the verdict was read, it's, you know, hey, only in America, I guess.
Yeah. That's kind of crazy, man. Kind of crazy. But he's gone now. He's gone.
Yes, rest in peace. Rest in peace to, I mean, just his accomplishments and what he was able to do with his life. And, of course, you know, after all of that happened, he was able to go on Twitter and talk about certain things of the day and certain topics. And, you know, the comments are hilarious. Some of the people, you know, making like little jokes about him and, you know, things like that and puns. And but he just kept it moving. He still do his takes from whatever whatever the topic was, he'd do his takes on it. He'd do his takes about the election. He'd talk about the Super Bowl and things like that. And the crazy part of it is the people listen. You know, despite whatever your intentions are to,
right,
you know, ribbing them about the murders or whatever, he just, you know, he just took it in stride and did what he did and made, like, his little vlogs. And you know, and talk about things that were, you know, the subject of current events. And, you know, hey, you got to tip your hat to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, man, it's one of those things. Oh, go ahead, man. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no. I'm good. I just was trying to close it out. So I'm good. You just go ahead and do your thing.
Get on out of here. Say hello to Galen for me, man. I'm sorry, but make sure you guys tune in tomorrow, celebrating the legacy of Solar, all the music, the artists. You never know, call in and hang out with us 3 to 5 p.m., so make sure you tune in for that. We got about 11 minutes left. I guess it's going to kind of wrap it up for us. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. You want to say your goodbyes and I'll just close it out. It's up to you, man. It looks like a 2-song block, so we'll just say our goodbyes now.
All right. Well, God bless everybody, and you all take care of yourselves. And Don, you take care of yourself too. Make sure you get some rest.
I will.
We'll see you guys next time.
No problem. Guys, we're going to go ahead and close out a little Earth, Wind, and Fire fantasy for Wardell Potts Jr. I'm Don Fleming. Have a safe Thursday evening. We'll see you guys tomorrow, 3 to 5 p.m., celebrating the legacy of Solar. You guys have a good one. See you, Wardell.
Later, man.
Take a ride in the sky. that way.